You know, writing good music is no easy task. Writing songs is even more challenging, and even harder skill is to create a truly great song that perfectly complements the visuals. There are always difficulties with a project like this, and of course, this one was no exception. At the same time, we also faced the challenge of looking for the right vocalist for the song. So, at the time we were writing the lyrics and melody, we still didn't know who would be singing. But we have a good composer on board.
I love writing melodies and big themes. I'm really obsessed with musical structure, which makes me happy when everything is in the exact place it's meant to be. And all those little details and melodies are connected with each other, painting the bigger picture. And I've made the first two albums for War Thunder with the exact same approach. So, when Gaijin asked me to make this big song for the upcoming trailer, I was so excited. They sent me this draft video with some reference track, which had a lot of structural complexity in it and tempo changes and stuff, and I thought that I knew exactly what to do.
Perhaps the most challenging part was that we had to work with the already finalized video edit. The final cut of the video was already set in stone, including the number of scenes, their duration, and their sequence. This means that basically the structure of the song depended on the edit in the first place and was already established. And that, of course, placed certain creative constraints on us.
I came up with some melodies, I wrote down some badass lyrics about burning everything and stuff, and I followed the exact structure of the reference song. And when I put it all together, it was not working at all. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was not good either. So after a little Christmas trip, I've started to make a new one from scratch.
But we have an amazing team. I'm really glad that all the tasks that seemed to be a problem, well, they turned out to be just challenges that we managed to tackle.
The biggest challenge for me was the tempo of the song, because the trailer was already synced to the reference track I've mentioned before, and I needed to make something consistent that fits the frame changes. And eventually I came up with something in 3-4 time signature, like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, right? Like waltz. So we're dancing now, aren't we?
Personally, I love it when music is built from seemingly disparate elements, like synthesizers, orchestra, guitars, drums. The way all of this is recorded, mixed, and performed, the combination of these elements can actually add sense of freedom, especially when you have to work within strict constraints, such as, for instance, a final locked-in edit. I always like the approach where the song doesn't just narrate what's happening on the screen. It tells its own authentic story, while the visuals tell another. And when these two distinct narratives come together, then what we see has entirely new meaning. That to me is something really great.
As for lyrics, I wanted to make it subtle. So it's not really about the actual warfare happening around. It's more like the mind games, battlefield kind of thing, if you will. So you know that your enemy is not only the strong and big one, he's also smart and cruel, and he's scheming, and you need to do something with it.
Hugh is a true professional, and we've been working together on various projects for quite a long time. So when it was time to choose a vocalist, I naturally turned to him. And he introduced us to Rachel.
I found the experience of crafting the vocal for this really, really actually fun and enjoyable. It felt like a creative, collaborative process where my ideas were also included in the making of this song. It was really handy to have the composer on side as well and on Zoom to be able to ask questions and see what worked and what didn't work, try ideas that maybe in the room we thought were great and then when it came to cutting it together didn't work so well. But I think in the end we really got something that is really sticks in your head and was I'm really proud to have done, actually.
It was a real pleasure working with Hugh and Rachel. They were so supportive and welcoming. I was a little bit shy, but this session itself was great. Hugh's directing helped a lot, and Rachel was just killing it with her voice. They are huge professionals, and I really hope to work together again on something cool in the future.
Working with Gaijin has been great. One of the most challenging things, I think, on this particular project was working out where the less is more was, because we layered up so many levels, didn't we, of harmonies and octaves and like thirds and fifths and roots and everything, and it was great fun to do. And then in the end, I think we looked at it and we thought, actually, we should just take some of this away because it let the rest of the track breathe. It was great fun.
As the song took shape, it developed in layers. Initially, it was created using Wiest instruments. Then it was arranged into sheet music and we organized a full orchestral recording, along with the live drums. I was so focused on incorporating as many live instruments as possible to give the composition the sense of it.
Yeah, I think the orchestration of this was just masterful. It was so great to listen to it and to get involved with it. The layers of the different components of this track are just unbelievable. I mean, we've got the pleasure, I guess, of listening to the stems, which the audience doesn't have, but the drums and the violins, the whole string section is just insane to listen to. And you put it all together and we have this like patchwork quilt that we can work with. It was so much fun to do.
I think the overall musical style for this trailer really plays into the drama of the game itself, and also takes inspiration from things like there's a Bond quality to it. There's sort of the scale of it's really quite big, and I think with the orchestration and with the whole arrangement of the track itself, like the scale of it is, it really fits into that.
I feel that Rachel's voice fits seamlessly into the mix, into the exact playing manner and the overall sound that Dancing on the Edge creates. It was a demanding task, but this song is just one piece of much larger, incredibly intricate process that went into the creating the entire video. And also, I really want to thank our amazing video team for their invaluable experience we all gained along the way.
And I'm also so grateful to the players and those who comment on our work. You guys are the reason why we're trying to do our best. So thank you so much. Stay tuned, play War Thunder, and listen to the Dancing on the Edge.